the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢神。
I love when our choir is creative.
我们当我们听到我们的诗歌班如此有创意的时候， 我真是非常的喜欢。
And have some, that's like Chinese rap, right?
这好像就是我们中文的绕舌歌一样。
And we'll have some like solos in the future.
我们以后可能要有独唱。
My daughter is, she remembers all these rap songs, Christian rap songs.
我女儿记得这些就是, 我们基督徒的那些绕舌歌。
And it's, maybe one day we'll have her come up to do that.
或许有一天我们可以请她上来唱。
Well, if you would join me, please, this morning, just want to bring us to God and pray for me. I'm starting to lose my voice.
那今天早上欢迎大家来到这里，就是能够 希望大家能够和我一起祷告，就是特别为我的嗓子。
Maybe I was using my voice too much.
我嗓子有点哑，或许我用了过度了。
If I was Christian rapping, I would have probably lost Chinese rapping. I would have lost it by now.
如果我跟他们一起唱那个刚才唱一起用中文唱那个绕舌歌的话，我或许唱不下去。And
some people have asked me, why do you talk so loud?
那有些人也会问我，你为什么要这么大声的讲话呢？
I have no idea.
我也不知道为什么。
I just think, you know, the audio visual people have a hard time tuning my voice. I have no idea why I'm sometimes too loud. And then sometimes they say, you're too soft. Thank you. I get two waters. I get a double fist.
我知道我们管就是 后面管声控的人有时候 很难就是控制我的声音。
But you know what? I can't apologize.
但是 我自己也没办法控制。
我不能，我也没办法向大家道歉。 Because this is what God has given me.
因为 这个声音是神给我的。
And so this is what God has given to you.
这也是神给你们的。
And some people say, why do you move your hands too much? I don't know. I just.
那有些人也问我，为什么你老是 就是用这么多手语呢？ 我也不知道为什么。
You'd have to tie me down here to make me stop moving.
如果你不想我动的话， 你得把我 捆在这里。
But let's remember this morning, it's not about listening to the voice or the words of any man.
但是我们要记得，就是今天早上我们来这里不是听任何人的声音的。
The words of man is always going to be flawed.
因为我们人的声音，人的话语总是有错误的。
Any man.
任何人。
But we want to pray and ask that our heart can hear from God this morning.
但是我们要祷告，我们要让我们的心听到神的声音。
And in order to do that, we have to prepare our hearts.
那我们就 如果要达到这个目的，我们就一定要准备我们的心。
So let's go to God together and ask Him to speak to us.
让我们一起来到神的面前， 请神和我们讲话。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for gathering your people together this morning.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你把你的 子民聚集在这里。
And we recognize, Lord, that you are here.
我们也认识到你也在我们当中。
And we need your help to help us to hear.
我们需要你帮助我们听到。
So that when we listen in, we can listen past the words of any man. Listen past the words of any man.
那我们在你的帮助下听的时候，那我们就不会光光听人的声音。
But that we would be able to tune in to your Holy Spirit, and your Spirit would show us and put in our hearts what you want us to hear this morning.
那在你的圣灵的影响下，我们就能够听到你的声音，听到你想对我们讲的话。
And in this season, we know that there's a lot of Thanksgiving going around.
我们知道这个季节是我们感恩的季节。And
yet sometimes, even as believers, we find ourselves in not so good circumstances.
甚至有时候我们作为信徒，我们有时候也会发现我们周围的境况并不一定是美好的。We
want to be a people of Thanksgiving.
我们想成为一个感恩的人。But
to be honest, sometimes it's not easy.
但是我们也很诚实地说，有时候这并不容易。
Sometimes there are burdens in our life that are overwhelming at times.
因为有时候我们生活上的重担， 感觉是要把我们压垮一样。
Help us to know that even in those circumstances, that you are with us.
但是请你帮助我们、认识到即使在那样的境况下你也是与我们同在的。
In fact, you are the lifter of our burdens.
事实上让我们意识到事实上你就是那个把我们重担扛起的人、那一位。
So teach us how to worship you even when times are tough.
所以请你教导我们在困境下也能够、知道去、如何去从敬拜你。
Be with my translator and myself this morning.
请你今天早上也和、我们的翻译和、我们的讲道人员同在。
Give my throat just 1 hour so that I could speak for you.
请你 也保守就是我的喉咙就保守一个小时。
So that your people may be hearing what you want them to hear.
这样的话、你的子民就能够真正的听到你的声音。
That your church would be blessed and built up.
那你的教会也会、受持 祝福。
And that your kingdom would be strengthened this morning.、
你的国度也 会强壮。
We thank you, Father, and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢神，我们、主耶稣的名求。
Amen. A few weekends ago.
几周以前。
I always got to look at the picture real quick. Yes, this is good, Steve. Thank you. A few weekends ago, my good and sweet little boy, CJ.
几周以前就是我的这个、小、最小的儿子、Corbin, CJ.
We were on the car. He started to complain.
我们呢在车上他就开始抱怨了。
Something was bothering him.
他抱怨说他就是有些、感觉有点不对劲。
And by the way, I don't share any stories of my children without asking them. So I asked him last night, hey, can I share a story about you? He said, yeah.
我想跟大家讲一下就是、在我、跟大家分享我孩子的一些事情的时候我都、经过他们允许的。
Sometimes they say no.
有时候他们 不允许我分享。
But in this instance,、he started to complain.
这一次呢他开始抱怨了。
And he doesn't complain a lot.
我这个儿子其实平时并不是 经常抱怨的。
He started to get angry.
他开始生气了。
We could tell something was wrong.
我们也知道就是他有些可能有些不对劲。
What's wrong? Mommy asked him.
那妈妈就问他你怎么了
My head hurts.
他说我头痛。
I'm tired.
我累了。
My feet hurt.
我脚也痛。
You know, my arms hurt.
我手也痛。
My whole body hurts.
我整个身体都痛。
I just want it all to go away.
我想、就是我 不想要这样子疼痛。
I just want to lay down.
我只想去睡觉。
And I, being down, I'm like, lay down, just lay down, Dan.
那我就跟他说，那你就睡下吧。
But maybe it was something more serious.
但是我想或许有、什么事情更严重的
在困扰他。Because he started to get angry at every little thing.
因为他对任何、任何一点小事就生气。
Every time his sisters in the car started to say something, he started to get mad at them.
甚至、他的、姐姐们开始讲、一开始讲话他就生气。
And when my son gets mad,
当我儿子生气的时候
you know that he's mad.
他是真正的生气我们都知道。
His face is like red.
我们可以从他的、脸上看出来。
He looks like he could kill a little animal.
你会感、他的脸上会显示出来就是他甚至想把、一个动物给、打死。
And so I was saying, and I start getting crazy with him, I start getting emotional with him.
当我看到他这样的话我也就是比较情绪化了。
Because mom says we're the same.
因为、我妻子说过我们俩是一样的。
And I was like, what is wrong with you, boy?
那我就大声地问他你怎么了
I don't know, Dad.
那他也大声说我不知道。
And then mommy's very wise.
那母亲是很聪明的。
She says, son.
他就、说儿子。
Are you hungry?
你是不是饿了
Yes, I'm so hungry.
那我儿子就很开心地说对啊 我饿极了。
So we knew the solution.
那我们就知道这个解决的、方案是
什么。Burger,
那我们就带他去那个汉堡店。
Gave him a big burger,
给了他一个很大的汉堡。
And French fries,
然后还有薯条。
After he ate it all, so quickly,
他很快的就吃完了。
He was my happy little boy again.
然后他又很开心了。
I love that little happy boy.
我非常的爱这个开心的孩子。
My son and myself, and maybe some of you,
我儿子和我自己, 或者你们当中的有些人,
we experience this sometimes.
我们呢,
in English, there's a word for it.
那英语呢,
it's called hangry.
叫做 hangry, 就是指你饥饿的时候就生气。
你饿到生气, right? You are so hungry that you start to get angry.
你如此的饥饿, 那, 以至于你非常的生气。
It's only one little pain in your body.
那其实这个, 这其实在你身体上是一个小痛处。
But that one little pain affects everything in your life.
但是这个小痛处呢, 就影响了你整个的生活。
It affects how you feel.
它影响你的感觉。
It affects your emotions.
影响你的情绪。
It affects your mood.
还有影响你的, 思维和情绪。
Because of this one little thing in your life, it throws all of you off.
因为你身上的, 因为你生活当中的这一点小, 小小的不适就, 影响了你的整个生活。
One little thing, and you are no longer acting like yourself.
那因为这点小事, 你就, 你就不是你自己了。
Whether or not you struggle with hangriness or not,
不管你, 就是对这个, 饥饿以致生气有没有挣扎过。
How many of you struggle with hangriness? Yeah?
你们当中有几个人曾经这样挣扎过。
Not everyone struggles with being hangry.
不是说每个人都有这样的经历。
But everyone has experienced the times.
但是每个人都有过, 类似的这样的经历。
When there is one thing in our life.
当我们生活当中有一个, 一件事情,
and that one thing can seem to wreak havoc on our entire life.
那就因为这一点事情呢, 就能够影响到我们的整个生活。
Where one thing in your life can be so overwhelming.
当这一件事情在你生活当中的这一件事情看上去是如此的, 繁重。
That it might even affect your entire body.
那这件事情呢, 或许能够影响到你整个的身体。
It affects your emotions.
它能够影响到你的情绪。
It affects your mood.
你的情绪和一些思维。
Can weigh you down.
那它呢也可以把你压垮。
This morning, our passage is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
那今天我们的经文呢是在历代志下
And the main character here is a king by the name of King Jehoshaphat.
那在这节经文里的一个主要的角色呢是一个国王就是约撒发王。
And he found himself in a similar situation.
这个王呢自己也在同样的处境当中。
Where he found himself weighed down.
他也, 发现自己呢, 就是感觉要被, 好像是被压垮了。
He felt himself overwhelmed.
他, 感觉自己是被要压垮了。
With literally one thing.
就是, 仅仅是因为一件事。
But it was a serious thing.
但是这件事是非常严重的。
Because as a king, he had learned that there were three armies that had banded together to come and attack him and to attack his people. The kingdom of Judah.
因为他是国王, 但是他知道有三支, 有三支军队要来攻击他和他的王, 他的国。
Chapter 20 verse 1 says that the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the Maonites.
那在 20章第一节说, 提到就是摩甲人和亚玛人, 还有米乌尼人。
That they came together to attack them.
他们一同来攻打,
约沙法这个国。These were enemies that surrounded him.
这些敌人呢, 都包围在他的周围。
The Moabites were directly to the east of them.
那摩甲人呢, 是从东方过来。
The Ammonites were to the northeast.
亚门人是从北, 北边过来。
And the Maonites were to the south.
米乌尼人是从南边过来。
We won't say that word again. But this group of people, this was not some small armies.
这些呢, 不是说, 小小的军队。
For some of you who love to talk about histories and armies, I know there's some people in here that love histories and armies.
我知道我们当中有很多人很喜欢讨论就是历史上的军队。
These were significant armies.
那这算是军队呢, 是非常强大的军队。
In the Bible, it even mentions the Ammonites and how brutal they were.
在圣经上也提到过, 那个亚门人是, 非常的野蛮的。
That when the Ammonites came to attack and they conquered a land,
当亚门人来, 攻打, 攻打和占领了一块地之后,
they would want to gouge out the eye of the enemy.
他们占领了这块地以后, 他们会把他们敌人的眼睛挖出来。
They would go to find the pregnant women, cut them open, and rip the babies out.
他们会找到那些怀孕的妇人, 把他们的, 腹抛开, 把, 孩子从腹中取出来。
As a king of a kingdom.
那作为一个, 国, 一个国度的国王,
This is not an easy problem.
这不是一个很容易的问题。
This is that type of weight that weighs down on a man.
那这个问题呢, 其实能够把, 其实能够把一个人, 压垮。
This is the type of thing that keeps someone thinking about it over and over and over to the point that you can't sleep through the night.
那这样的问题当然会, 打扰, 打扰, 到这个国王, 使他不停地思考, 以至于不能入睡。
This is the type of thing that would cause someone's stomach to twist up in knots.
这样的问题呢, 也会使一个人的, 就是, 也会引起, 胃内的不舒服。
Cause pain in your heart.
使你的内心疼痛。
That every time you think about it, you just feel overwhelmed.
那当你每次当你想起这样的问题的话, 你就会觉得非常的, 非常的, 非常的累, 感觉要像被压垮一样。
You ever felt this way before?
你曾经有没有这样子的经历呢?
Something in your life that just weighs on you.
那, 你曾经有没有经历过, 在你的生活当中, 你有这样子的感觉过吗?
Something you feel that you have no control over.
你感觉你好像已经失去了控制。
But you hate what it's doing to you.
但是呢, 你并不喜欢你这样的感觉。
We all face trials in our life.
我们在我们的生活当中都面临一些, 试炼。
I don't care if you're sitting here and some of our youngest people are 12 years old.
不管你是, 12岁。
Or if you're 80 years old.
还是80岁。
We all face trials in our life.
我们在我们的生活当中都经历过, 试炼。
Some of them are easy to overcome.
有些试炼可能是比较, 比较, 容易的。
Some of them take a little work.
那有些可能是要你稍微, 做一些工。
And then some of them you just know you're just overwhelmed.
但是有些呢, 你也知道是非常的沉重的。
It may be the pressures of financial strain.
或是, 这些, 那这些, 试炼呢, 可能有, 可能是经济上的问题。
It may be a marital conflict or some type of tension at home.
或者呢, 也是婚姻上的问题, 或者家庭上的一些压力。
Could be a struggles in your school.
或者呢, 在, 学习上的问题,
or your work.
或者工作上的,
or in the home.
或者在家里的,
that you just can't talk about with anyone.
你可能呢, 就是不愿意跟任何人提起这种问题。
Maybe an addiction that is slowly taking over you.
或者呢, 就是你对某种事物的, 一种成瘾性。
A sin that you are struggling with.
或者你正在挣扎的一种, 一个罪。
It may be anxiety over the future.
或者你对, 或者呢是你对未来的焦虑。
Or even a physical illness that is really affecting you.
或者呢是你身体上的疾病正在影响你。
You don't need to compare yourself with others.
你不需要, 和人家, 相比。
You just know that for you,
你知道对你来说,
in some moments,
在某些时刻,
it's just overwhelming.
你就感觉自己是非常的, 压力非常的重大。
For Jehoshaphat,
对这个约撒, 约撒发王,
The Bible tells us that it was so bad for him that in verse 3 it says he was afraid.
那圣经上也提到对这个王来说他非常的惧怕。
This word afraid, it meant more than just fear.
那这个字句惧怕呢不仅仅说是只是怕。
It meant to be in a state of great distress.
那这个怕呢其实呢也描述到就是在一定的程度上就是在这个也描述到有非常大的压力。因为这个疼痛它的压力非常的大。
It meant a feeling of great discouragement because of this unfavorable circumstance that is in your life.
因为这个特殊的原因呢使他非常的灰心。
Interestingly,
但是
it's the same word that was used when the Israelite army facedTheir opposition in the Philistine giant Goliath.
但同样的就是在以色列军队面临那个菲利士巨士哥利亚的时候他们也有同样的感觉。
When Israel saw and heard that enemy,
当以色列人听到这个看见这个敌人的时候
they were, and it says this word, discouraged.
他们泄气了。
And they lost heart.
他们失心了。
They were gripped by fear.
他们惧怕了。
So much so that the Bible says that they fled, they ran away.
圣经上也提到他们逃跑了。
That's what this word is often used to describe.
那就是这个惧怕这个字句就是这样描述的。
Circumstances that are so unfavorable.
那有些就是我们这个我们如此不如意的这种境况。
A pain in your life that you so do not desire.
你这种生活上的痛你其实是并不想要的。
That it is the type of thing that you wish you could just run away and get away from it.
你是如此希望就是你可以逃离这个境况。
For Israel, it was so bad that they literally were able to run away.
那对以色列人来说，他们是其实真正的就跑走了。
But for some of us, we might just ask ourselves, "Can't I just get out of this?"
那对我们当中有些人来说，我们可能也会问我们自己，我们能不能够脱离这个境况呢
？What do I need to do to just make it go away?
我需要做什么呢？使我能自己能够脱离这个境况呢
？Because I am feeling discouraged.
因为我已经感觉到非常的灰心了。
I am brought low.
我是已经坠入了最低谷。
And this one thing is affecting my whole life.
这件事呢，在影响着我的整个的生活。
Jehoshaphat finds himself here.
约沙发王也
he's,
也感到
像这样子 he's overwhelmed
也是这样子的感觉
he's facing this problem
他面临的这个问题
and yet I want to show you that this problem led him somewhere
那我想要告诉你就是因为这个问题呢其实把约撒发王带领到了一个另外一个地方。
His problem led him to prayer.
他的问题呢带领他去祷告。
Let's look at the rest of verse 3.
我们来看剩下的那个第三节。
It says, Then Jehoshaphat was afraid, that was discouraged and distressed.
在第三节说约撒发王便惧怕。
That's that word we just talked about.
这就是我们刚才谈论过的这个讨论过这个字句惧怕。
That he felt discouraged and distressed.
他感觉到压力非常的大，他泄气了。
And yet he set his face to seek the Lord.
但是他仍旧定意寻求耶和华。
He set his face to seek the Lord.
他定义寻求耶和华。
A man who was under great distress.
这个人其实在非常大的大的压大非常大的压力之下。
Yet what it means to set his face was it meant that he decided, he chose to seek the Lord.
那这个定义寻求耶和华什么意思呢？其实是就是他决定要决定要跟随耶和华。
So we can say that his problem led him to prayer.
所以我们可以说，正因为他的问题呢，带领他去寻求耶和去寻求祷告。
But let me back up for a moment.
那让我们再退后几步说。
Because this was not always the case for Jehoshaphat.
对约撒发王来说呢，他并不是一直都是这样子的。
Because in the previous chapters, if you go back and read it, you'll find out that.In his earlier part of his life, Jehoshaphat didn't always seek the Lord first.
在前面的几章经文里面呢，我们可以了解到这个约撒发王呢，并不是一直在寻求耶和华的。
In fact, when he faced problems, the scripture showed us that he first chose to depend on himself.
那在前面也提到，就是当他面临问题的时候，他首先选择的是依靠他自己。
He sought his own ways and the ways of the world to solve his problems.
他寻求他自己的方式和这个属世的方式来解决他的问题。
So he didn't always go to God first.
所以一开始他并不是就是首先是寻求神。
Rather, he depended on himself.
但是呢，他其实他先靠自己。
And he depended on building alliances with people.
他并且呢，依靠就是要建造联盟和其他的人建造联盟。
To find solutions.
来寻找解决的方式。
Because that's what the world teaches us to do.
因为这是这个世界所教我们的。
You got a problem?
你有问题了。
You have the ability.
你有这个能力。
You can fix it.
你可以解决。
You can figure it out.
你可以解决掉。
You can find someone around you to help you.
你也可以找到周围的人来帮助你。
You don't need anything else.
你不需要其他的。
You got your own smarts.
你自己有这个能力。
You got your own ways.
你有自己的方式。
Go read a book.
去读一本书。
Go talk to people.
和人家去聊聊。
Go Google it.
或者你去上谷歌上找一找。
How to fix your problem.
那如何解决你的问题。
That's not always that wrong.
这并没有错。
But we got to make sure that if we go to people, we go to people who are going to give us godly advice.
但是我们要确定，如果我们去找人的帮助的话，我们就一定要找到那些人可以给我们属神的建议的。
So we got to be careful.
所以我们一定要小心。
When we face problems.
当我们面临问题的时候。
We got to learn what Jehoshaphat learned.
我们要向这个约撒发王学习。
Because what Jehoshaphat had to learn,
他所学到的
was that by God's grace,
因为通过神的恩典
there were some circumstances,
有一些境况
that you just can't go to anyone.
在有些境况当中，你并不是说可以去随便找一个人。
What Jehoshaphat had to learn.
那约撒发王所学的。
Well, that in some circumstances,
在某些境况之下
，it's just simply too big for people to handle.
那这些境况呢，对人来说是太大了，他们解决不了。
What Jehoshaphat had to learn,
那对约撒发王
was that in some circumstances,
在某些境况之下
，you just shouldn't go to people first.
你不应该首先去寻求人的帮助。
You shouldn't try to figure it out on your own first.
你不应该用自己的方式来解决。
He had to learn.
他学习到。
That you had to go to God first.
你应该首先去寻求神。
He had to learn that his problems must lead him to prayer.
他也学习到，就是他的问题呢，带领他去祷告。
We have to realize that the bigger the problem.
我们要一定要意识到问题越大的时候
the bigger the solution
那我们也需要越大的解决的方式
the bigger problem the bigger solution that we need
那这个越大的解决方式我们所需要
dictates who we go to
那会引导我们就是去哪里去寻找谁
prayer links us to God
那祷告呢就把我们和神连接在一起了。
Prayer is the way that we tap into our greatest resource, God himself.
那祷告呢也是我们就是能够取得我们最大的一个资源的，就是从神那里取得资源的一个方式。
Prayer.
祷告。
Brings heavenly resources.
那祷告呢把我们天上的资源。
It brings heavenly solutions.
把我们天上的解决的方式。
To our earthly problems.
带到我们地上的问用来解决我们地上的问题。
Remember Pastor James preached on this at the co-workers retreat.
那么 记不记得范长老在我们同工退休会的时候也讲过。
That all of the abundance of God.
那神所有的丰富。
His ways for us.
他对我们的心意。
His wisdom for us.
他给我们的智慧。
His power for us.
他给我们的能力。
Is available for us, his children.
所有的这些都是给他的孩子的。
That anyone who has become his child,
那任何成为他孩子的人,
by his grace,
通过他的恩典,
through faith,
通过信心,
can have access,
都有这个,
to all of the abundance that God has for us.
都可以得到神的所有这一切的丰富。
Prayer is that pipeline.
那祷告就是这个渠道。
Prayer, Pastor James says, opens up that channel.
那祷告就能打开这个通道。
And it brings heavenly solutions and resources to our problems today.
那祷告就能把我们天上的这个资源用到我们地上的问题。
It's almost as if God sometimes allows these problems into our lives.
我有时候也觉得神有时候也允许这些大问题在我们身上发生。
It's almost as if God allows trials and difficulties to come in.
那神呢也允许这些试炼和这些困境发生。
Problems that are too big for any one person to handle.
那些大的问题对任何一个人来说是非常的困难。
So that we have nowhere else to go.
那这样子呢我们知道我们没有任何的去处。
But to go to him.
只能去寻求神。
It's as if God wants to get us to the point
我们也就是他的意思就是神呢想把我们带领到这个地方。
A point where we realize
那在这里呢我们可以意识到
we can't do this on our own.
在这里我们可以意识到我们独自是做不了这样的事情的。
There is not one person who can help me.
没有任何一个人能够帮助我的。
As if God allows unfavorable circumstances,
当神允许那些不如意的境况发生的时候
perhaps so that we can draw closer to him.
或许呢他的心意呢是其实是要我们靠近他
to get close to him.
是要我们和他更亲近
to cry out to him.
要我们向他求救
so that we might experience him.
因此呢，我们就可以经历它。
Look at Jehoshaphat's prayer.
我们来看一下约撒发的祷告。
Read chapter 20, verse 6 is where he starts his prayer.
我们来看二十章第六节开始。
It goes all the way to 12, but you could read that on your own. We're only going to look at two verses here.
六到十二节都是他的祷告，但是我们现在看的是两节经文。
He prayed.
他祷告说
，O Lord God of our fathers.
耶和华我们列祖的神啊
Are you not God in heaven?
你不是天上的神吗
You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. This is a king, by the way.
你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？这个祷告的人约撒 约沙发也是一位国王。
In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you.
在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。
This is a powerful prayer.
这是一个非常有力的祷告。
But what makes his prayer powerful?
那什么使他的祷告这么有力呢？
Is not his eloquence.
并不是说他的口才好。
I think what makes this prayer powerful.
我觉得什么使这个祷告是如此这个祷告如此的有力呢？
Is his honesty.
是因为他的诚实。
He starts by acknowledging the greatness of God.
他一开始祷告的时候呢，就认知到神的伟大性。
And he is using his mouth to pray aloud.
他用他的嘴大声的祷告。
Not just to pray in his mind.
他不是说只在他的内心脑海中祷告。
He's using his mouth to speak out his prayer.
他是用他的嘴巴大声的说出他的祷告。
Now prayer can be silent.
我祷告可以是安静的。
But a lot of the prayers that we read in the Bible
但是在我们从经文上读的很多的祷告
are men and women who are praying out loud with their voice.
很多的祷告呢都是这些人呢就大声的祷告用他们的声音大声的祷告
And that's what he's doing.
这就是约沙法正在做的
He begins his prayer
他的祷告是这样开一开始
by reminding God Who God is.
他一开始的祷告呢就是提醒、
like、
就提醒神是谁。
He's reminding God who God is.
他在提醒神是谁。
He's acknowledging the greatness of his God.
他呢认同神的伟大性。
Because as he begins to remind God who God is,
因为在他提醒神是谁的时候
He's reminding himself
他也在提醒他自己
who God is.
神是谁
When he's telling God how great he is,
当他在告诉神你是如此的伟大
he is telling himself how great his God is.
他同时也在告诉他自己他的神是如此的伟大
O Lord, God of our fathers,
耶和华我们列祖的神啊
Are you not God in heaven?
你不是天上的神吗
You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations.
你不是万邦万国的主宰吗
In your hand are power and might.
在你手中有大能大力
So that none is able to withstand you.
无人能抵挡你
Jehoshaphat recognizes that GodHas the power to overcome his problem.
那约沙方认识到，就是神有这个能力来帮助他，战胜这个困难。
And so instead of praying only with petition,
那他没有说就是只仅仅在请求祷告，请求神的帮助。
Instead of only praying to ask of God.
他没有说仅仅在请求要求神这样做。
This man begins to pray with praise.
他的祷告是充满赞美的。
That's what he's doing here.
他正在赞美神。
Instead of only praying to ask,
他没有仅仅是用祷告来请求神帮他做。
He is praying to give.
他的祷告其实是给予赞美。
Instead of only asking God, I need, I need, I need.
他并没有仅仅说问神说我需要这个，我需要那个。
He is praying to give. I give praise. I give praise. I give praise.
他的祷告是给予了神赞美。
There is power when we pray with praise.
当我们用赞美来祷告的时候，就有一种力量。
There is power when we pray.With praise.
当我们用赞美来祷告的时候就有力量。
What is praying with praise?
那我们什么是用赞美来祷告呢?
Just a few weeks ago,
几周前,
I was sitting in my car driving.
我正在开着车,
and I was burdened with a heavy need in my life.
那我内心呢,就是有一种压力, 正是因为我生活当中所一点的有一个需要,
and I began asking God.
我呢就开始向神要求了。
And I was saying, because there's nothing wrong with this, God loves us to ask of Him.
那我在说,我向神这样要求是没有错误的, 因为神也很喜爱我们向他请求。
God loves us to ask Him.
神也很喜爱我们, 如果我们向他请求的时候。
I was saying, God, please.
那我就开始说了,神啊,请你。
Please, God.
神啊,请求你。
Please help.
请求你帮助我。
Please help in this circumstance.
那请求你在这个境况下帮助我。
But in this prayer,
但在这个祷告中,
I was reminded
那我呢,也被提醒到,
that God had answered a similar request in the past.
那我也被提醒,就是在以往神其实已经允许过我同样的祷告。I
was reminded that God had shown Himself faithful when I had asked before.
我也被提醒,就是以前在我请求神的时候,神已经向我显示了他的忠实性。That
what I was praying for,
那我正在祷告的是,
what I was asking of God,
我正在请求神,
He has delivered from in the past.
他其实已经以前就在以往就已经允许过了。
He was faithful.
他是忠实的。
And what was happening as I was praying and asking,
那正在我祷告和请求的时候,
was I was reminded that God in the past had been faithful.
那我呢就被提醒曾经神是一直对我是忠实的。
And that if He was faithful in the past,
他以往是忠实的。
He will be faithful today.
我知道他今天也是对我忠实的。
And that He will be faithful again tomorrow.
明天也是如此。
And so as I was sitting in my car,
那当我坐在车里的时候,
right there,
就坐在那里,
on the corner of Euclid and Foothill,
在那个Euclid和Foothill的交界处,
you know what was happening there when I was praying in the car?
那我正在车上祷告的时候,
I was worshiping my God.
我正在敬拜我的神。
And then I began to worship God with my voice.
那我呢就开始了,不由自主地开始用我的声音来敬拜神。
I was not only praying with petition,
那我现在呢,不仅仅是在请求祷告,
but I began to pray with praise.
我其实已经开始用赞美来祷告。
I was praising God for who He is.
我就是来赞美神,为神是谁而赞美他。
Something inside of me,
在我内心深处,
it began to well up.
那在我内心深处呢,就一同地体现出来。
The thoughts of God,
那对神的思想,
the thoughts of the greatness of my God,
对我这个伟大的神的思想,
it began to well up in me.
那全都在我体内涌现出来。
One moment ago,
那此刻之前,
I was looking down at my situation.
那我正在那低头看着我的问题。
One moment ago,
一刻之前,
I was feeling down in my situation.
我的内心是沉重的。
But as I began to remember who God is,
但是呢,当我开始记得神是谁的时候,
as my prayer began to pray with praise,
当我开始用赞美来祷告的时候,
I began to find myself looking up.
那我就意识到我自己已经抬头在仰望神了。
I found myself at one point with my face looking up.
那我意识到我的脸是抬, 我是抬起头来往上看的。
My face was down. 之前我是往下看的, and now my face was up. And I began to sing.
我开始歌唱,
and I began to lift my hands up. While I'm driving.
我当我开车的时候,
only one hand can go up.
我的手,
That's what happens when we pray and remember God for who He is.
这就是当我们祷告的时候，我们记得神是谁的时候。
Jehoshaphat's prayer was not only a petition to God to ask.
那约沙法的祷告呢，不仅仅是一种请求式的祷告。
Even though he did ask.
他也请求神的帮助。
And asking is good.
请求是好的。
Jesus tells us to ask.
耶稣也告诉我们要请求。
But Jehoshaphat's prayer.
但是约沙法的祷告。
Prayed with praise.
他的祷告是充满了赞美的。
And he prayed aloud with praise.
那他是用大声的来赞美神。
Did he go to people this time?
那他这次是寻求人的帮助吗？
Did he go to people this time?
这次他有没有去寻求人呢？
Did he?
他有没有？
Can I ask you? Did he?
他有没有去寻求人这次?
Yes or no? Yes, he did.
他也去找人。
But he did not ask them for help.
他没有去找人来帮助他。
He asked them to join with him in prayer and praise.
他去找人是要找这些人来加入和他一同祷告。
Because he got all the people together.
他把所有的人聚集在一起。
And he only got them to gather to pray and to praise.
他把他们聚集在一起是要和他们一同祷告。
It is good when people gather to pray with praise.
当大家一同聚集来赞美和祷告，向神祷告是。
I know that there are some of you who do not like to be very expressive like me.
我知道，你们当中也有和我差不多一样的人，就是我们不是很爱表达我们内心的情感。
Some of you are crazy like me.
但是有些人也和我一样。But
a lot of you are not.
但是大部分人就和我不一样。And
that's okay.
但这没有问题。But
there are times.
但是有时候。When
we must allow our praise to come out of our mouth.
但是有时候我们也一定要允许我们的赞美要从我们的内心出来。
In fact, I heard from a pastor.
其实我也曾经听到一个牧者讲过。
And I'm doing more research on it right now.
我正在研究，就是也在做更多的研究。
Where he says praise is not praise unless it comes out of your mouth.
他说赞美，除非就是从你的嘴巴里说出来。
There is no such thing as a biblical silent praise.
没有，我们没有听到过，就是以沉默的赞美。
Praise must be expressed.
那赞美是一定要表达出来的。
And there's power when we express our praise.
当我们表达出我们的赞美的时候，是有力量的。
We see this over and over again in the Psalms.
我们在诗篇当中也一次一次的看到。
We see that there's a pattern where God directs our face from down, from, someone got some praise music going on there? From downwards to upwards.
我们也在诗篇当中一次一次的看到这些赞美使我们就是。
You guys know this psalm, Psalm chapter 12. Psalm chapter 12, verse 1.
So,
it says, I lift my what?
诗篇121,
up to the mountains. Where does my help come from?
我要向山举目,
my help comes from the Lord. So I have to lift my eyes up.
所以我们一定要举目观看。
Psalm chapter 3 verse 3.
诗篇3章3节。
But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory.
但你耶和华是我这四周四围的盾牌。
my glory.
是我的荣耀。
And you are the what? The lifter of my head.
又是叫我抬起头来的。
Psalm 30 verse 1.
诗篇三十章。
I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have what? Lifted me up and have not allowed my foes to rejoice over me.
耶和华，我要尊崇你，因为你曾提拔我，不叫仇敌向我发耀。
There is something to do with our eyes and our face.
那对我们我其实就是我们的脸和我们的眼睛肯定是就是有些文章可以做。
That when you are discouraged,
当你灰心泄气的时候
when you are overwhelmed,
当你感觉压力沉重的时候
your eyes look down,
那你的眼睛是往下看的。
When your eyes look down, your countenance, your face goes down.
那当你的眼睛想下往下的时候，你整个的脸也是往下。
That's why when you see a brother or sister at church walking around like this.
所以当你看到如果我们教会兄弟姐妹是这样子走路的时候
，and they're dragging their feet.
他们拖着他们的腿。
Well, some people just like to drag their feet, but when they're walking like this,
当他们这样行走的时候
，something is not good in the neighborhood.
你也知道，就是有些事情在困扰他。
Because over and over again in the Psalms,
在诗篇当中一次又一次
for the child of God,
对做神的对神的孩子
it tells us that He lifts up our head.
是我们是要抬起头的
No, it says that He lifts up our head.
他是抬起我们的我们头的
That's why the psalmist is led to look up.
所以这边 诗歌的作者就是要我们抬
眼睛抬起来
要我们眼睛抬起来
往上看How's that hymn go? The little kids just sing it 我要sing it 我要山高山极目 Right? My eyes are looking to the mountains Joshua, amen Is amen that? He's a second generation boy right there My eyes lookUp.
我的眼睛要往上看。
Because when your eyes look up, you can't look up with your face down no more.
如果你的眼睛是往下看的话，你的脸就不能抬起来。
This is hard to look to the mountains like this.
你不可能这样看。
When you look up, your face goes up.
当你眼睛往上看的时候，你的头也会抬起来。
When your eyes go up, your discouragement goes to encouragement.
那你的当你的眼睛抬起来的时候，你就不会灰心泄气。
Look at verse 12 at the end of his prayer.I want you to see where his eyes go.
那我们来看他祷告的末尾就是第十二节。
He was a man who was discouraged and overwhelmed by that problem in his life.
那这个人在前面描述出来是他已经是被他的问题
And verse 12 says,
沉重的压垮的人。
And verse 12 at the end of, wait, where am I? Oh, okay. In verse 12,
那十二节说
O our God,Will you not execute judgment on them?
我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？
For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us.
因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军。
We do not know what to do.
我们也不知道怎样行。
But our what? Eyes are on you. Oh yes.
但是我们的眼目单仰望你。
Oh yes.Do you see the power of praise?
你有没有看到这个赞美的力量呢?
Do you see that?
有没有看到呢?
One commentator, David Guzik,
那有一个作者说叫 David Guzik,
says that this is the most touching expression of trust in the entire Bible.
他提到这几节经文是最就是在整个圣经当中是最动人之处。
We must learn from this prayer.
我们一定要学习这样的祷告。
So you got to highlight it.
你要把它标注出来。
Memorize it.
要记住它。
Pray it.
还要祷告。
It's not too hard.
这并不难。
I am powerless. against what I'm facing in my life.
对我所面临的这些事情，我是毫无力量的。
I am powerless to fix this.
我是无力去解决这个问题的。
God, I don't know what to do.
神啊，我不知道怎么做。
But my eyes are on you.
但是我的眼目是仰望你的。
Memorize it.
要记住这段经文。
Pray it.
祷告，为此祷告。
Do it right now.
你们现在就可以这样
做。It's telling God what? Close your eyes right now.
闭上你们的眼睛。
I am powerless.
我是无力的。
Against what I'm facing.
对我所面临的问题。我是毫无力量的。
God, I don't know what to do.
神啊，我不知道怎么做。
But oh God,
但是神啊，
my eyes are upon you.
但是神啊，我的眼目单仰望你。
That's it.
就这几节经文。
The story doesn't even end here.
这个故事并没有在这里结束了。
Because we've only looked at his prayer.
当我们看着他的祷告的时候。
And because I'm not a good preacher, I just can't manage my time well.Because we see in verse 13,
我们在第十三节看到
all the little ones, their wives, their children, they all stood before God to pray that prayer.
我们在第十三节看到所有的孩子、妻子、儿女都站在耶和华面前祷告。
And with that prayer,
那通过这样的祷告
came an answer from the Spirit of the Lord.
那神的圣灵就应许了。
Because the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel in the midst of all the people.
那耶和华的灵就来到了所这些人当中。
And he said, this is what God says to you.
那他说这
This is what the Lord says to you.
这就是神所对你说的。
Do not be afraid.
不要因这大军恐惧惊慌。
And do not be dismayed. For the battle is not yours.But God's.
不要因这大军恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
Do you see that?
有没有看到呢？
Some battles, it's just not your battle.
那有些战争并不是你的战争。
It's not for you to fight.
并不是说要你去打的。
You're taking all the matters into your own hands.
你是自己，就是你自己，有些是你自己找。
You're running around trying to find every human worldly solution possible.
你到处东奔西跑，是为了要找到人的帮助，找到这属世的帮助。
Some battles do require us to fight with God's strength and His grace.
我们也知道有些战争呢，是就是要我们通过神的力量来打的。
But there are some battles in our life that God Himself fights for us.
但是我们也知道，就是在我们生命当中，有些战争是神他自己亲自为我们打。
Verse 17.
在第十七节。
You will not need to fight in this battle.
十七节说到，这次你们不要征战。
You just stand firm.
你们只要摆正站着
Hold your position.
只要摆正站着
And see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf.
看耶和华为你们施行拯救
Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed.
不要恐惧也不要惊慌
For the Lord will be with you.
因为耶和华与你们同在
All you got to do
你所需要做的
is stand firm.
只要只要稳稳的站立着。
All you gotta do is stand firm.
你所需要做的只是稳稳的站着。
That's another word for trust.
那另外一句话就是你要信靠。
But the other thing you gotta do is watch.
那另外一件事情你要做的就是你要看着。
Because you have to watch for the Lord's salvation.
因为你要看着神的拯救
So you got to keep your eyes up.
所以你要睁着眼睛看着
You got to stand firm.
你要稳稳的站着
You got to keep your eyes up.
你要睁着眼睛看着
You got to trust.
你要信靠
And you got to look to him.
你要仰望神
You got to trust.
你要信靠
And you know that He's fighting it for you.
你知道神在为你作战。
He's fighting it for you.
你神在为你作战。
He's fighting it for you.
他在为你作战。
You know what happens when you trust and know that He fights for you?
你知道吗？当你意识到你信靠神，他在为你作战的时候。
You know what happens when you can trust knowing that God the Almighty fights for you?
当你知道这位伟大的神正在为你作战的时候。
Then you can praise. That's what happens.
你可以赞美他。
When you can trust,
当你可以信靠他的时
候, and you know that the Lord Himself fights for you,
当你知道这位我们的这位神亲自为你作战的时候,
all you got to do is praise.
你所需要做的就是要赞美他。
You got to get your praise on.
你要把你的赞美说出来。
You got to get the music out.
你要把音乐放出来。
And you gotta lift your hands up and praise.
你要举起你的双手来赞美他。
Or some of you praise like the little hands. 小手。T-Rex praise. This is T-Rex praise. Sometimes when you really want praise, it just goes out.
你要举起高举你的双手赞美他。
Because you are trusting and you are watching.
因为你信靠神，你在看着神。
And you know that He's fighting.
你知道他在为你而战。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
When you know,
当你知道。
And you trust,
当你信靠神。
That our great God is fighting for you.
当你信靠我们这位伟大的神在为我们而战的时候。
Do you see what it does?
你有没有看到呢？这会带给你什么呢？
It makes us a people who are looking down to look up.
这是我们往下看的，我们这些人呢，能够举目向上看。
It makes us a people who are not of fear.
那这是我们这些带有惧怕心理的人。
But of a people of confidence and hope in God.
但是呢，现在呢，我们有了信心，我们在神上面有了信心。
It makes us not a people of defeat.
这呢，使我们呢，不是那些像战败的人一样。
But a people of victory.
但是呢，是一群成圣的人。
Because victory is the Lord's.
因为胜利就是神。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
We are not a group of just silent worshippers.
那我们呢，不是一群只会沉默祷告的人，沉默敬拜的人。
We must be a people of praise.
我们一定要成为一群赞美的人。
We have Thanksgiving coming up.
我们呢，感恩节马上就要到来。
We need to not just thank Him for all that He has done.
我们不仅仅要感谢神为他所做的一切，感谢他。
We need to learn to praise Him for who He is.
但是我们要学习，就是要赞美神，为神是谁而赞美他。
We need to be a people of praise.
我们需要成为一群赞美的人。
It needs to come out.
这赞美的声音需要从嘴巴里说出来。
Some of you have had a chance to share in your fellowship groups, your small groups.
我们当中有些人昨天晚上已经在我们团契里分享
过。But don't let it stop there.
但是呢，不要停止在那儿。
In 4 days, we'll be right back here.
4天之后，我们将会回到这里。
We're gonna have some good music to get our praise on.
我们呢，会有很好的音乐来赞美神。
And we are going to use our mouth to praise the Lord.
我们当然也要用我们的嘴巴来赞美神。
There is no...better way to spend Thanksgiving than with your spiritual family.
能够和我们灵命上的家庭在一起分享我们的感恩节是一种最好的方式。
A Christian sister said to me on Thursday night prayer meeting.
在我们上周四祷告会上有一位信徒姐妹跟我
说。Her mother is not yet a believer.
他说他的母亲还不是一位信徒。
So we need to pray for her mother.
所以我们需要为他的母亲祷
告。All of those who are unsaved, we've got to pray for them. Her mother asked her, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? What are we going to do for Thanksgiving?
她母亲就问她, 你感恩节要做什么呢?
She says, I don't know, Mom.
她说我还没打算。
But I know one thing for certain.
但是有一件事我是确定的。
I will be with my spiritual family Thursday morning.
在周四早上我会和我的灵命上的家人在一起。
Please come, Mom.
我也邀请你一块
一起参加。 I want you to hear how good my God is.
我希望你能听到我的神是如多么的美好。
We need to be a people of praise.
我们需要成为一群赞美的人。
Do you amen that? Let's do it. Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we come together and we look to you.
父神啊，我们聚集在一起，我们仰望你。
This is not about us.
这并不是关于我们。
This is about you.
这是关于你的。
You are our great God.
你是我们伟大的神。
And I don't understand why, but you fight for us.
我并不明白为什么你会为我们作战。
I don't understand why you allow that situation into our life, because Lord, it overwhelms us.
我并不明白为什么你会允许一些并不如意的境况在我们身上发生。
But we believe that you are good.
但是我们相信你是好的。
And we believe that you are faithful.
我们相信你是忠实的。
And you are the deliverer.
你是那位拯救者。
You rescue us.
你救赎了我们。
You've done it before.
你以前是这样做的。
And you will do it again.
你也会继续这样的做。
We don't understand why you fight for us.
我们并不知道为什么你要为我们作战。
But we trust that you do.
但是我们信靠你，我们信任你是这样做。
And so we give you praise.
所以我们要赞美你。
Not just because of all that you've done.
并不是说为你所做的，并不仅仅为你所做的而赞美你。
But because of who you are.
但是我们要赞美你，正是为你是谁而赞美你。
Our great God，
我们伟大的神。
Our good God，
我们如此美好的一位神。
Our amazing God，
我们如此美妙的一位神。
Holy is your name，
你是圣洁的。
We bless you, God，
我们也要祝福你。
We praise you，
我们要赞美你。
And all God's people said，
我们属神的人一起说。
Amen.
Amen.